Hey, John, you here?
Yes.
Okay, so it looks like we are recording.
Great.
All right. So, John and I go back to our days at the United Talent Agency. That's where John and I met working. John worked in business affairs. I was working in the literary representation department. So, John, thank you first and
Yeah.
foremost for being the inaugural guest on the Arizona State Sports and Entertainment Law Journal's podcast. So we really appreciate it, and we're happy to
Happy to
have
do
you. Great. So,
Thanks for having me.
yeah, we're glad you're taking the time out of your day to do this. So just a little bit of quick background information, and I'll let John do most of the talking, but I wanted to just say John is currently in business affairs at Netflix, and I'll let him go into a little bit more about his background. But I thought it would be beneficial for the listeners to hear a little bit about your background, John, as far as where you came from, like your undergrad, going to law school, getting through law school, and coming out and working in the entertainment industry. So, where did you go to undergrad?
Sure. So, great entertainment and sports podcast first guest here because I initially wanted to do sports and then now I'm doing entertainment. So, definitely have a feel for kind of trying to do both of those sections. And I'm originally from New Jersey. I first came out to LA to go to USC. At SC, I was an international relations global business major, which I felt was a good enough kind of catch-all to do something in the field of sports originally is what I kind of wanted to do. So I grew up, I was a hockey player. I was pretty competitive and thought that I wanted to do and pursue a career in either sports representation or working for a team, doing something like that. So that was the original plan. About, I don't know, maybe my junior year of college, I kind of decided, maybe law school was going to be something I should kind of think about and start prepping for. So I took a bunch of business law classes, minors, and whatnot. And prep the way for law school. I think after graduation, I was like, probably not ready for law school, probably not a smart move to jump right in. So I took a year. I worked at an immigration law firm for a year just to kind of prove to myself that I could work with clients, that I was cut out for some kind of representation. Turned out I loved it. Loved every bit of getting to work on visa work and whatnot, and definitely was ready for law school within a year. And went to law school kind of with the thought of, okay, I'm going to end up, I want to do representation or general management on either side, but definitely working with athletes or players for a team or, on the representation side for an agency or a firm. And so that brought me to Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. And there I started on the entertainment and sports both concentrations at the same time. And that kind of took me off to where my career would eventually end up.
That's great. I actually had no idea that you had worked at an immigration office, so I'm learning something here too.
Yeah, immigration is fun, and I ended up using a ton of my immigration law background, in the last couple of years of my career, just to have a good general working knowledge of, the different visas and who can come in on what qualifications, you know, and the basic ins and outs of immigration work, because it's kind of complicated. And so to have that a bit of knowledge has gotten me a long way, I would say.
And are you handling a lot of, and I do, like, I want to get back to a couple more law school questions before we get into, like, your trajectory through the street. But as far as visa work, on the productions that you currently work on, are you handling any of the visas or any sort of international legal work?
So here at Netflix, we have like experts who handle those things who are way more well-versed in that world than I am. So, you know, I think the process is pretty much, if we know that somebody's going to require a visa, you know, we tap our experts on the shoulder and they kind of get into processing that visa. Usually it's an O-1 or something along those lines. And they get the process started in terms of collecting information, collecting documents, and filing an application with the USCIS. I will say, since I worked in immigration law at the firm, it was like 2011 to 2012, and it was starting to get, it was always kind of tough to get a visa. Now it's like, it's nearly impossible. Our current, not getting political in any way, just the ways of the world, the current administration has made getting visas, even for people who are super well-recognized and super talented and have a bunch of credits, it's very, very difficult. So it's definitely a process that requires expertise more than just, you know, kind of working background knowledge that I have. So definitely grateful that we do operate with those experts here on staff.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I can imagine how that could be difficult as far as, like, holding up production or making sure an actor or writer can work in the United States. As far as for our law school listeners, did you take advantage of any sort of, like, externships, internships, clinics while in law school that may have helped you prepare for a career in the entertainment industry?
Yes. So after 1L, you know, the word was just get whatever you can, you know, get any internship. If you get one that pays, great. If you get one that gives you credit, great. But just try to grab something to stick on your resume. So my plan was about halfway through 1L, my family back in New Jersey, everybody's in law enforcement. They're all police officers, my dad and two uncles. So one of my uncles was close friends with the Morris County prosecutor in New Jersey. He hooked it up with a summer internship following 1L. So I spent my 1L summer working in a prosecutor's office in Morristown, New Jersey. So not exactly a glamorous working on the lot at Warner type of internship that some folks get, but it was fine, and it was better than nothing. And so that was kind of like, okay, now that I did that, I really want to get something meaningful for 2L, and then, you know, 2L summer. So funny enough, I had actually gone into law school knowing exactly what internship I wanted to do after my 2L year. So in college, I'm a huge fan of the UFC. And so in college, I was like, that would be so sick to work for the UFC. I want to do that. And so I had this circled internship, a legal internship with the UFC circled, like, my junior year of college. And I was like, I don't even care if I graduate from law school, I want this internship in my life. So 2L year, I worked for the solo practitioner. He did tangential entertainment, music, a bunch of this, a little of this, a little of that. So I could say, and he did have some contractual entertainment work and whatnot. So I did a little bit of that during my 2L year, and I was like, okay, I think that's enough. And I like really tried super hard to get my grades up in 2L so I could apply for this UFC internship. And so I apply for the internship. I have this like video conference with UFC headquarters in Nevada. And then about 2 weeks later, I get the call that I got the internship with the UFC, and I'd be moving out to Vegas for the summer after my 2L year. I swear to this day, my wife always says, like, that is literally the happiest I've ever seen you, is when you got that call. It's like you were jumping up and down. I was like, yeah. I mean, living in Vegas for a summer and working for the UFC, like, what literally could be better than that in life? So I moved out there. I did the summer internship with the UFC. It was sick. It was just like the coolest thing ever. Living in Vegas for a summer definitely took years off my life, but it was super fun. I had a great time, and more than that, it definitely like cemented the this is right. This feels right. Like working in sports and entertainment, working and with the UFC too, they produce all of their own content for television. They had just signed a multi-year deal with Fox. They just did their big EA Sports deal for their video game. So there was a lot of, you know, it wasn't just like signing the fighter and working out deal terms for the fight. It was all of this entertainment around it that was just the most interesting. And so I really used that as a springboard to, okay, I had this internship that really touched on a lot of stuff. It touched on athlete representation. It touched on sports organization. It touched on TV broadcast. It touched on copyright and all these like ancillary revenue streams. And so I kind of used that to springboard everything else that would come later on beyond law school. So, you know, after that internship, I finished out my concentration in sports law. I also finished out my concentration in entertainment transactional was what the concentration we have at Loyola was called. And so I took a couple more entertainment heavy classes, including one that was a couple that were pretty formative. One that was just called television programming and production finance or something like that. And it was taught by somebody at NBC who works in business affairs at NBC. And from then on, it was like, okay, I loved the sports angle, but now I saw sports on TV. Now I really like TV. Okay, now we're into TV. And that's kind of where, you know, I really started my career trajectory in earnest.
Okay. And then how did you end up at the United Talent Agency, UTA?
Sure. So, I took a bunch of those classes, got a couple mentors in law school who kind of like pointed me in the right direction. When you start taking those classes and you start kind of rubbing elbows and, becoming friends with people who want similar careers as you. So after I graduated, while I was waiting for bar results, I ended up going back and working for the same solo practitioner that I had interned for when I was 2L. So just to really get a paycheck. At that time, I was just like, this isn't really work. I need to get into entertainment industry, like in earnest, like no matter what I have to do. So a friend in law school had a job as an assistant at UTA, working on the indie film side. And she said, hey, there's an opening. Somebody has a desk open. You can come in and be an assistant. but it's in the television business affairs group. And I was like, yes, where do I sign, please? So I went in and I interviewed, and then I think pretty much the day after, or maybe, yeah, maybe it was like the 2 days after I found out that I passed the bar, I got the call from UTA saying that I got the position, or I got you know, an offer to have the position. And I remember being like, okay, this is a no-brainer. Like, I hate my job. I hate my current job. Like, this is going to be my break in entertainment. And so I called one of my mentors from law school, and I was like, look, I have this opportunity. It's at UTA. It's one of the big three talent agencies. You know, this is such a great opportunity. And she was like, what are you talking about? You just passed the bar. Like, you're a barred attorney in the state of California. You cannot take an assistant job. That is, you're just, you can't do it. You're not allowed. And I was like, look, like, I know it's not a lot of money. I know I'm going to be an assistant, but I really feel like this is the break-in. Like, this is the entry point to do it. And she was like, okay, well, just promise that, like, you won't do it for, like, more than 2 years. And I was like, yeah, no, for sure. Like, I get that. So I took the job. And I was working for a business affairs executive named Pasha, and he really took me under his wing, taught me the ropes, taught me the industry, taught me everything that there was to know in television business affairs, and that really kind of set the foundation for what my career kind of has become since then. Just the way talent agencies are looked at, which is they do hold a lot of weight and they have a lot of stake in the entertainment industry. And so even though I was an assistant, eventually, you know, you get to do your own work and you get your own, you know, kind of list of projects to work on and whatnot. So it really was an opportunity that it was a little dicey. I was seeing my friends going to law firms and making triple what I was making, and it was, you know, kind of tough. But it was a gamble, and it was a bet that definitely paid off.
Absolutely. And then you went, where did you go after UTA?
Yeah, so I was at UTA for almost 2 years. And I was like, okay, this was cool. Definitely got a bunch of experience, met a bunch of really cool people such as yourself. But I was like, you know, it's kind of time to move on and see what else is out there. So started kind of looking, putting out feelers, and got an opportunity to work in business and legal affairs at ITV America. ITV America is a production company that obviously it's the arm of the bigger ITV, which is in the UK. So ITV America does mostly unscripted and documentary and docuseries work. Most notably, they do Hell's Kitchen and The Four. I don't know if you remember that show with DJ Khaled.
Oh, of course. DJ Khaled.
Oh, of course. Another one. So they did a couple of those unscripted shows, and I got to work on all of that. Quickly kind of realized that unscripted, maybe not the world that I kind of want to be in. Reality TV definitely has a different feel to it, for sure, than, you know, kind of the more traditional scripted work that I kind of wanted to be in. So, you know, kind of was looking probably to move, probably realized early on that wasn't going to be a permanent fit, but definitely was happy to have that opportunity following, you know, being an assistant on a desk.
Sure. And in your current role at Netflix for a scripted shows, what are your duties as far as, like, I mean, do you read every single script? And then if so, like, what are you looking for? And then can you just describe a little bit more about like what you do on a daily basis?
Yeah, sure. So at ITV, was doing everything from business affairs, making the deal, negotiating whatever the deal terms would be. I also papered my own agreements, negotiated out the form, so legal affairs work, and was also doing production legal work, which, everything from rental agreements to there was something happened on set that we need to take care of, to hiring studio teachers and making sure any kids on set are taken care of and looked after in the proper legal ways. And so it was a lot of wearing a lot of rights and clearance work. So it was wearing a lot of hats that I wasn't necessarily interested in wearing anymore. And so when Netflix came, the role is pure business affairs. It is all negotiation, all deal negotiation, in terms of like the specific role. What it also entails, which is kind of the more fascinating part, is, when you're working at a place like Netflix that has incredible contacts in terms of and people who are under large overall agreements and producing components that literally goes to the highest levels in the business. And so what you're doing is you're negotiating deals, sure, but you're also in a world where there's lots of coordination with your outside producers, with your internal creative team, with your marketing team, with your legal team, with your labor, legal and labor teams. So what I've realized is it's deal negotiation plus about 30 other things that just really involves coordination to make sure everything's happening correctly and that, when a show goes into production, you're kind of managing a lot of teams at the same time. So it's definitely been a learning experience for sure. I've been here almost a year. All positive things, all great things, but it is definitely a job that requires a lot of work, a lot of hours, a lot of attention. But, when you see something that you worked on come on the service, and you do at home, you turn on Netflix and you say, wow, I worked on that. Definitely one of the more rewarding experiences, I would say.
Yeah, that's actually pretty awesome. Is your name appearing in any of the credits yet?
No credits. Not just yet. I'm waiting for my dream. Somebody thanks me at the Emmys. That'll be great. just because I know, like, I'm just waiting for like the call from my parents. Like, oh my God, we heard your name on the Emmys broadcast. Yep, that's my dream. That's my current goal in life right now.
Yes, give it a few more years.
Yeah, it might take a couple decades, but that's fine.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Is there any kind of parting advice that you may have for the listeners?
I would say my only advice, and I think I kind of touched on this like when I was just talking about my entry, is like when you're entering into the hardest thing to do in entertainment and sports is arguably harder. I have a friend who I just saw the other night who's an assistant GM for the Clippers, and he also worked at UTA, and his entry into sports was arguably harder than any entry into entertainment. And so what I would offer is any entryway that you can find, any path, even if it means taking an assistant job, even if it means taking a job that you're way overqualified for, just to kind of get your foot in the door. And then once you're in there, you can shine. In my opinion, I think that's way easier than saying, I'm going to go and I'm going to do insurance law for 3 years and prove myself as an attorney and then switch over to entertainment. I think that path is way harder. I think that used to be the path, and I think that our generation probably is a little bit more willing to stick their neck out and take a risk on a lower job than maybe that way. So I would say that would be my advice is, like, you know, you definitely pay your dues and shine and then make your way.
That's incredibly helpful. Yeah. Thank you for that, John. Well, yeah, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be the inaugural speaker.
Of course. And,
yeah. You know, I will absolutely let you know as soon as this is published, and you know, it might not be the Emmys, but you're certainly going to get thank yous from all of us over here at ASU.
All right. Well, I appreciate you having me, and good luck to all those in the entertainment and sports world at ASU.
Great. Thanks so much, John. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Everyone else has left the call.